Well, welcome back. Just start out by just giving you a little background on the day. You know, we brought these guys in. It was good to see some of these guys that we followed, you know, for quite some time during the off season, and to see them in Bears helmets was really fun. We followed their whole journey. We've got some guys who were undrafted free agents coming in, and also some tryout guys. And as I told the guys last night, there's guys from each category that will have the opportunity to make this team. It's happened in the past, and it can happen again. And I thought they came out and really brought it today. Our focus today was to learn how to practice and to find out a little bit more about how they play football and the way to learning how we practice, how we meet, how we eat, how we do things in the building, so that when everybody comes back next week, they'll have an idea how we get it done. You know, certainly we want to be able to teach as much as we can, and the coaches did that in the meetings in the morning, a little bit last night, not much, and we'll continue out through the day, and we'll continue to watch them. They worked very hard today. For those of you who are out there, they worked very hard. We were talking about there was a day we used to do two of those in a mini camp, and the effort was outstanding today. Yeah, I mean, it's the first day, and I thought our guys, all our young guys moved around, all the guys moved around, you know, very well, and it was fun to see, you know, Eagle and Will inside, you know, because we followed their journey from, you know, college, but as we got to know them over the last 3-4 months, it's fun to, you know, the end result is they're here with us, and it was fun to see them out there in Bears gear. You know, I think it's just the way the 3 days go, Hub. You know, you just keep watching them, and you watch the tape, and you do the best you can. It's a 3-day evaluation process, and today was the first day, so you know you're not going to see everything, you know, each and every player during the course. You're hoping, you know, somebody catches your eye out there, and then you go to the tape and continue the evaluation. We'll see where we are at the end of it. We know it can happen. I think it's a combination of everything. I mean, it's an overall interview. You know, how a player is in a meeting room can dramatically affect whether we're going to move forward with him because of his ability to learn, and just the energy that needs to be right in a meeting room. So, and then it goes out in the field, and you know, we've got plenty of time to technique them and work certain drills and fundamentals and evaluate them like we would anybody. And then, you know, we've got to compare them to the guys that we have, and you know, make some determination whether or not, you know, he can progress and be developed. We look at every guy as we treat them all the same. I mean, we know this is a tremendous opportunity for every young man. As we said last night, this is a dream come true for all of them, whether they're a first-round pick or the 70th so-called tryout guy. And we as coaches are determined to give each and every player the opportunity to fulfill his dream over the next 3 days. And while he's here, we're going to coach the heck out of him. And we trust that the players that have been brought in, you know, there's always a glimmer of hope for each and every one of them.